Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the line. CJ of Stoughton, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? CJ of Stoughton.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I like to speak facts. We're living in a Democrat world. All we need, the Republicans and independents, is to see the Democrats' failure, the Democrat, progressive, liberal, socialist, Marxist failure. Commander Cut and Run saw, we saw what happened in Afghanistan, and so did Putin and Russia. And you spoke of inflation like it's nothing. He's reached a 40-year high. You said inflation's coming down. Well, that's because they got to raise interest rates, and they're going to skyrocket. You said the border. I say crime. I say all these things. All we need to do is watch the Democrats' performance and its failure everywhere you look. And I tell you what, it's about time that we finally do something about our military. And how about the border, Matt? You watch the border and Mayorkas, the failure there, and he says it's under operational control. How about that? They consider this success, Matt. This is a success at the border to the Hunter Biden administration. It's all weakness, and we don't need anything but their control. We see it in the grocery store. We see it at the gas pump. We see it overseas. This party, we aren't safe with the Democrat president, period. We're not, and America sees it, we feel it, and if you have a child in the military, I'd be terrified with this Commander Cut and Run. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah. CJ, let me respond. You put through a whole buffet of tasty morsels for me to respond to. First of all, we did have a president cut and run. His name was Donald Trump. In Afghanistan, he cut and ran. He recognized the Taliban. Invited them to Vienna. He was going to invite them to Camp David. He cut out the Afghan government, negotiated with them. They're terrorists. Negotiating with the Taliban is like negotiating with Hitler, ISIS, or a drug cartel, or Iran. And he pretended to negotiate with them. They made him tell the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS types from a jail in Afghanistan, and then when he was president, and then they all went out to kill people. Then he announced we were cutting and running on May 1 of 2021. Biden came in, he didn't cut and run. He said, we're not getting out by May 1. We are going to turn it over to the Afghan government. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years. John McCain had said, maybe we'll have to be there for 100 years. Well, no. You can't save their people from their own depraved culture. They have a depraved culture of sectarian murder. And unless you bomb them all and commit genocide, and we don't want to do that, we got out. Could it have been done better? Yes, I would agree with that. But Commander Cut and Run was named Donald Trump. Number two, Commander Cut and Run was Donald Trump in Europe. He promised Putin that he would withdraw from NATO. He claims that you can't prove that. Putin thought we were coming out of NATO. And guess what? Trump said, NATO, we have to reconsider whether we should be in NATO. And then you know what he did. He kept undermining NATO and the EU. And if he'd been president now, the fact is that there have been no weapons going to Ukraine instead of the heavy weapons we're sending, and they'd be in the, quote, Russian-speaking parts, end quote, of Poland and Estonia. Donald Trump was a traitor, and he belongs in prison. When it comes to the economy, inflation is up. It's on the way down because of COVID in Ukraine. Unemployment is lowest it's been since 1968. And higher wages can also produce some inflation. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to raise and there's going to be no inflation. People pass on the costs to the consumer. Okay, there are other people on the line, so I'm going to go to them. Thanks for calling in. Millie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Millie?
Hi. I want to say that inflation is a global problem. Inflation right. is not just happening independently in the U.S. So whomever, you know, wants to go on about inflation, it's like open your eyes. It's a global problem. But the reason I'm calling, I want to discuss the leak from the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, for Americans, and maybe even for the world, because what happens in the U.S. Often affects the world on some level. But we can no longer look to the U.S. Supreme Court and its current makeup to protect our constitutional rights. So with this decision, this leak, this draft, basically what the Supreme Court is indicating that they will no longer protect our U.S. constitutional rights. And so that leaves the legislature and executive bodies to enforce our rights. So if people don't understand how important it is to get out the vote, to try to get rid of these radical right folks that, you know, the Kochs, Alec, et cetera, have worked for the last 50 years to put in and basically take over our government, people better start thinking about how important their constitutional rights are and just look at Hungary. Thank you.
Billy, that was profound and very articulately stated, and I just want to revisit the two things. One on inflation. It is a global phenomenon, and it's not by accident. During COVID, governments had to support the people of their country, and that took money. And then the Ukraine war and defending Ukraine and helping them resist the Russians takes money. And then in addition to that, there are ebbs and flows in international commerce right now. Some pressures from China, the supply chain blackup, and so forth. You put all of that together, it's a mixed stew of stuff, and there is global inflation. The good thing in our country is we have the lowest unemployment since 1968. So that's a very good corrective you did about the global nature of inflation. With regard to the Supreme Court, are you right on the money? We talked about that a fair amount in the first hour. Supreme Court has yielded its legitimacy, and legitimacy was its only enforcement mechanism. People had deep respect for the Supreme Court. They might say, well, I don't agree with them, but blah, blah, blah. People no longer think that, and that's dangerous because the Supreme Court doesn't have a police force and doesn't have an army. It is seen as an arm of the Republican Party. And what the Supreme Court has done in this is strike at the heart of our Constitution. And I said in the first hour, there's one member now of the Republican Party who's saying now they should reverse Brown versus Board of Education. They should reverse Griswold versus Connecticut, which is the one that said you could use contraceptives without having to prove that you're married and over 21, which is what they had in Connecticut in the early 60s. And they want to overturn the decisions that struck down a Texas law that regulated what sexual activity you could and couldn't enter into between consenting adults in your own bedroom and who you can marry and so forth. We're going to a break, but they have attacked the very basis of privacy in our Constitution. The lines are open. If you're on the line, don't hang up. I'll get back to you. 844-967-2789.